Shalom Avrach, welcome everyone. This is Hashem. We're learning Tehillim, Perik Yud Aleph, Mizmor Yud Aleph, in Shir number 24. Lametzeach li David, v'Hashem chasisi. The theme of this Perik, David HaMelech tells us, I put my trust in Hashem. This is the lesson David HaMelech is teaching us. No matter what happens to a person, if he helps someone, and the person repays him by stabbing him in the back, chas v'shalom. David HaMelech says, v'Hashem chasisi. Many Rishonim learn that this chapter was said by David HaMelech when he was asked to come and help rescue the city of Keilah from the Plishtim, to which David HaMelech comes along and he rescues the city from the Plishtim. After David saves them, Anshei Keilah, the people of Keilah, go and tell Shaul HaMelech where David is hiding. David HaMelech and his men saved the people from this town. How did they repay David HaMelech? By going to tell Shaul where David is hiding. What is David HaMelech's response? He just saved these people's lives. B'Hashem Chasisi. I trust in Hashem. A person can ask the question, where's the Yosher? Where's this? I just did something good. In all of our lives, we have situations where we do good things. And there's a Nisayin. There's a challenge, the test that Hashem sends us. And as we'll see, that the test and the challenge that Hashem sends us is because Hashem loves us. The response, B'Hashem Chasisi. No matter what comes my way, I will trust in Hashem. Ech taimru l'navshi, nudi harchem tzipor. How can they say, nudi, like novinod, moving around, harchem tzipor, as reference to harchem is the har shalachem. David HaMelech is saying, how can they say that the mountain is a reference to David HaMelech, is running away, is like a bird that's flying around and doesn't have a resting place. Eich taimru l'nafshi, nudi harchem tzipor. That the king doesn't have a place to go because he's running. He's outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's running away from Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kozayin, tells us another explanation on this pasuk. A little background. David HaMelech, he saw a bird. He takes out a bow and arrow and he goes to shoot the bird. Why is he doing this? Perhaps he's a soldier and he's practicing. However, the Maral says when a person was learning like David HaMelech, and that applies to each and every one of us, when a person is learning, he has a shmira, he has a protection. And when a person stops learning, that shmira, that protection goes down. David HaMelech shoots the arrow at the bird, and he misses the bird. And what happens is the arrow goes ahead, and it pushes aside a curtain. Who's behind this curtain? Explains the Gemara, Bathsheba is washing her hair. Bathsheba was behind this curtain. And when he missed the bird, the arrow hits the curtain, and that's when he sees Bathsheba. That was the beginning of the mice of David and Bathsheba. The Gemara explains that this was not an ordinary bird, but rather this was the Yetzahara, who was Medame himself, who disguised himself as a bird to attract the attention of David HaMelech, to disturb him from his learning. And that's what the pasuk says over here. Lanseich le David b'Hashem chasisi. I trust in Hashem. Eich taimru l'nafshi nudi harchem tzipor. That they're saying about me. Eich taimru l'nafshi, about my nefesh, that I'm lost because of the aveira of Bathsheba. The Maral takes a step further and he tells us that each and every one of us have to learn from David HaMelech that in our lives there are trivial things that take place, and we have to make sure they don't interfere with Limud HaTorah. Because once they do, Eich Teiru L'Nashi Nudi Harchim Tzipor applies to us. The Yetzirahara has the ability to attack. As the Shlomo Kluger says in Tehillas Yisrael, that the Tzibar is likened to a small little spider. When the person sees the web of the spider, he's very confident that he can overpower the spider. He can overpower the thin little web. However, Chazal tell us, Il moli HaKodesh Baruch Hu lo yocholoi. If not for Hashem assisting us against the Yetzirah, lo yocholoi, we won't be able to overpower the Yetzirah. And this is one of the tactics, this is one of the tricks of the Yetzirah. That he gets us to think that we're stronger than him. And he appears to us as a little spider, as a mashal is a spider. And with a little thin spider web. But then, when the person gets involved with this Yetzirah, the person doesn't even realize how the spider is trapping this person in a web that now has turned from little thin spider webs to strong, thick ropes that anchor down a boat on the dock. This is how Rav Shlomo Kluger explains what's taking place over here. El moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yacholoi. If not for Hashem helping us and protecting us over the Yetzirah, lo yacholoi. We won't be able to conquer the Yetzirah. We have to understand this. We can't think that we can conquer the Yetzirah on our own. Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel are referring to the Rishoyim and their attack. The Rishoyim take their bow, their arrow, they pull back on a string and they shoot their arrows. Pasuk Gimel, ki ashosus yiharasun, ki ashosus yiharesun, tzadik mapal. The shosos are the foundations, the tzadikim, that the rishoyim of Pasuk Beis are attacking. However, tzadik mapal, the tzadik is not concerned. You know why? Because in Pasuk Beis, what's worse than the bow and arrow is Lashon Hara. And the people, after David HaMelech saved them, they went and they spoke Lashon Hara about David HaMelech. Lashon Hara is very dangerous, even worse than the bow and arrow. A bow and arrow can only be fired when there's light, when there's daytime. You can see the enemy. Lashon Hara can be spoken day and night. Tzadik ma'apal, David HaMelech is saying that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, they lose their mitzvahs. So the tzadik, against the Rishoyim, he gets their mitzvahs. Mida keneged mida, the Rasha tried to attack the tzadik. And the Chavetz Chaim talks about this and throughout his Sfarim. The Rasha tried to attack the tzaddik and say Lashon Hara about him. What happens is that the tzaddik gets the mitzvahs of this person, of this Rasha who attacked him. Let's take a step back. When the person speaks Lashon Hara and attacks and harms and hurts the recipient, yes, it's true, the person receives the mitzvahs of the person, but right then and there, at that point in time, it seems like there's lawlessness, there's anarchy. The person gets away with doing whatever they want. David HaMelech now addresses this point. In Pasuk Dalet, David tells us, Hashem Behechol Kodshoi. Hashem Behechol Kodshoi. Hashem is in the Hechol Kodshoi.
like the Beis HaMikdash. Where's another Heichal? The Pasuk says, Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. Asuli Mikdash, make for me a Mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham, plural. We all know the famous question, why did it say plural? There's only one Mikdash. V'shachanti v'soichoy. It should say, I will dwell inside of it. But when a person follows in the ways of Hashem, he makes himself the Heichal Kodshoy of Hashem. He makes himself the dwelling place of Hashem. A person has to always know, and that's what it means, B'Hashem Chasisi. I trust in Hashem because I know Hashem is with me at all times, even through the darkest times, through the difficulties and challenges a person might have, whatever in each individual is going through. A person has to know Hashem is with him. Hashem B'Heichal Kodshoy means down here in this world, Hashem is with the person. Then, if people do Averis, Hashem b'Shemayim Kisay, Hashem goes up to Shemayim and looks down. Einov Yechazu, his eyes see and they scrutinize the individuals. He's watching what's taking place. Af Apov are the eyelids. When the person closes his eyes, you can't see something. You can't see anything. Af Apov, it looks at times that Hashem is not there and watching. But rather, Yivchanu b'nei Adam, Hashem is examining the behavior of people. This is when people don't think they see Hashem is watching. The pasuk continues. Hashem tzadik yivcha. Who is Hashem testing? Hashem is testing his beloved tzadik. The Rasha, he leaves him alone, as we'll see in the pasuk later on. Hashem says, I don't care about the Rasha. What did Hashem do with Nachash HaKadmoini? What did Hashem do with the Nachash? Hashem gave the Nachash a credit card with unlimited amount of money. Hashem told the Nachash, wherever you go, you'll find your parnasa. You think that's a klala? How many people have difficulty with parnasa? That's a klala? I wouldn't mind a credit card that's unlimited. The klala is, of the most important things a person has in his life, is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says to Nachash, I want to have nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. And therefore, you're never going to come to talk to me. You're never going to turn to me, because you're going to have your dust wherever you go. That's what you're going to eat. You're going to have your food. You're never going to come turn to me. Hashem tzadik yivcham, but Hashem will test the tzadik. Because Hashem knows that the tzadik, the little averis that he might have done here in this world, he'll get his kapara here in this world. And the test is to elevate the person, to bring the person closer to Hashem. Many times in life, we would not do something unless we are forced in that situation. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us and for us as a loving father. Hashem says, I want you to go take another step. Just like as a baby, when they're trying to start to learn, and the mother or the father put out their arms, and what do they do when the baby's coming? They go a little further back, just a little further back, and then the baby takes another step, and then another step, and then the baby starts to walk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our loving Father, does the same thing for us as well. Hashem tzadik yivchan. Hashem gives us a test. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu b'trunim b'yoysav. The Gemara of Adizara, in the beginning of the Masechta, tells us Hashem does not give us a test we can't pass. We have to know that. We can pass the test, as difficult as they might be. We can pass the test. Hashem gives you a test. Hashem is there. Il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yochloi. Hashem is there to help you to pass that nisayon. And that's what David Melech is teaching us over here. Hashem tzadik yivchon. He's specifically testing the tzadik, not the Rasha. Hashem doesn't care about the Rasha. What does Hashem do to the Rasha? The Rasha, but the evil person, the wicked person, the oyev chamos, a person who loves violence and theft, son of nafsha, Hashem hates and despises that person. And therefore, what's Hashem going to do to such a person? Take a look at the next part of the pasuk. Pasuk Vav tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rain on the head of this Rasha fiery coals. Yamtir al Rishoyim pachim eish, the gofris, the ruach zulofois menas koyson. Hashem will send down on this person fiery coals, the gofris, all these punishments, the ruach zulofois, and burning blasts of punishment. Why is this? Because the Rosh will get it in Gehenna. The Rosh will get punished where it really makes a difference. That's what Hashem has stored for the Rosh. And our nisayon is that we don't see it over here. So what does David Melech tell us? What is our job? Bahashem chasisi. I trust in you, Hashem. I know what's good for me because you are giving it to me. You, Hashem, you love me. Tzadik, Hashem, Yivchan. You're going to give me that test. You're going to go a little further back so I can take another baby step and another baby step. And he concludes, Ki tzadik Hashem tzadokos. Hashem is the righteous one. He knows what his children need. Ki tzadik Hashem tzadokos ohiv yosher yechzu paneimoi. Hashem loves the tzaddik. Hashem loves the righteous deeds of the tzaddik. Yosher yechazu, yechazu chizoyin, like Loshen of a chazin to the sea. Hashem is watching. Hashem is watching. We have to know Hashem is always watching. And that's what David Melech is telling us over here. Even though it might look like Hashem is not watching. Ki tzaddik Hashem, Hashem is the righteous one. Hashem is watching. Tzedakah sahiv. He wants your mitzvahs. He wants your good deeds. Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, He's testing us. Let us know Hashem is testing us. And let us know Hashem gives us the ability to pass a test. Let's not enter into the ring with the Yitzhahara. Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yocholoi, because the Yitzhahara is too strong for us, if not for Hashem. What is Hashem going to do to the Rishoyim? Pasuk Vav Yam Ter Rishoyim Pachim. He's going to punish the Rishoyim in the place in Gehenim. To bring the hot coals on their head. We have to know now. Ki tzadik Hashem. Hashem is righteous. Everything Hashem does. Tzedakah sahiv. He wants our mitzvahs. Yosher yechazu p'neimoy. Hashem is going to watch us and look at us with emes. We should all have the strength to pass our nisyonos. We should all see the victory of our tests. And if we are to fall, let us get up. Because Hashem is tzaddik, v'yashar, and Hashem wants us to get up again and try again.